you'll probably be on the field like a decent amount and stuff like that.
Me or no, Trey?
Trey.
Yeah, we'll see what the fullback goes. I mean, it's an adjustment for him and Chris. I don't think that verdict has been decided yet, who's going to be the guy there. So, yeah, I mean, first and foremost, be a fullback, you got to be physical. And we're going to see that. It's hard to see in practices, but I think on Thursday night it's going to be the first step towards that decision.
On those three tight end sets that you talk about, I know the Chiefs ran a lot of that. I think 2014.
Yeah.
You guys watched a lot of film on the Chiefs. How are those sets?
Yeah, I mean, our guys are a little different than their guys. They have pretty much two blocking tight ends and one receiver. In our opinion, we have three of both, three blocking and three receiving tight ends in that set. So I think it's going to help us a lot in those situations.
What's the idea that would create mismatches?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you're on 13 or when you have one receiver and three tight ends in the game, defenses don't really know whether to go base or nickel. But if they're going to put in extra linebackers, it's going to be tough for them to stop us in the passing game. In my opinion, obviously, we got to go out there and make plays when the time comes. But I think that's the mindset behind putting three of us on the field.
And then when they go nickel?
Then you want to run the ball.
Yeah, use a lot of those sets.
We'll see. I mean, obviously, we don't know what the game plans are going to be each and every week. We're just going out here each and every day competing. To the best of our ability. I think the three of us have put us in positions to be successful when the season comes. We got a lot of talent in the tight end room, and that's just the bottom line.